And we are at the top of the hour, so now I'm going to turn this call over to, I believe, our host is Tiffany.
Yes, 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 it is. Good morning, Ms. Willa. Thank you for greeting us and seating us this supernatural favorite Friday. That is a mouthful, but I received that. I claim it, and we will walk into that on this Friday of October, the last Friday, actually, of the month of October 2011. So God bless you, my sister, and to each of you, the Master Call family, God bless you and welcome to the Master's Call. Wow, this has been an awesome week of celebration. We made it to that one-year mark, and I am so excited and happy because, see, there's other things that have started, and they didn't make it this long, but I'm so glad that God has given us the supernatural favor and that anointing that he has allowed us to make it to a year, and we are pressing forward at a high speed, anticipating the great things that God is going to do in this second year here on the Master's Call. So I greet you this morning. If you're dialing into the Master's Call for the first time, then we welcome you. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, and our founders for this call are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who resides in Dallas, Texas. And they have taken what God had given them, the vision, that the instructions that he gave them to form the Master's Call. So that is why we exist today, because they took the vision God had given them and they followed it. They wrote it down, they planned it, and they adhered to it. And we are here today because of them. So we thank God for the founders of this call. We have a scripture reference that this call stands on. It can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in Psalms 88:13, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the reason, our mission statement for this call, if you are a believer on this line, then we are here to empower, enhance, and enrich your lives as believers as you begin your day seeking the Master here on the Master's Call. Because, see, here on the Master's Call, it is truly all about the Master, not about us, but all about the Master. So we thank God, hallelujah, for the Master's Call. And I ask right now that if you are an artist distributor on this line, wait, let me back up just a little bit, because you may want to be a prayer intercessor on this line, and I don't want you to miss that opportunity to do something that God is nudging you to do. So if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, if you would like to send in a praise report or a prayer request, then I ask that you use our email address, and that's the mastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, the mastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to go back to any of our messages, because they have been archived on our website, which is available 24/7. See, this call meets Monday through Friday, but you could always go on Saturday and Sunday and get a word from the Lord if you go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you are an artist distributor on this line this morning, I tell you right now, if you are not connected, then you need to reconnect quick, fast, and in a hurry, because artists is doing great things and have already written down the vision for 2012. And you want to make sure that you are a part of it. If you have not restarted your power start, then I ask you right now, today, call the customer service number and tell them you want to restart your power start. Now is the time. Tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, there will be a call that's very important that you and your prospects need to get on. That number for the call is area code 805-360-1000. Once again, 805-360-1000. And the PIN code for that call is 784-942 pound. Once again, 784-942-POUND. And if you have not visited Vision 2012 website, then I invite you to go to www.ardyss.com, ardyss.com/vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, 2012. And then you will have the information. And if you're not an artist distributor and you want to know what artists is about, then I invite you to go back to the person that invited you to this call to truly find out how Artists International is changing lives all across the world. So at this time, I would like to bring my sister Willa back to the line so she could go ahead and open us up in prayer. Willa, can you come and open us up, please? Hello?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead.
Okay. We bless the Lord this morning. Father God, in your word in Proverbs 16, 1 and 3 says, the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. So we worship you this morning, Father God. We thank and praise you that we come together so that our thoughts, so that our hearts, that all that we prepare to do today will line up with your will. We honor you for who you are, for you are glorious. You are magnificent. You are our Savior. You are our King. Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and guide us in our thoughts, Lord, and in our words, oh God, that we only say those things that are edifying to someone else. And Father, that we tell the truth in love. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. Father, that they will have supernatural favor in Jesus' name in all their things that they do. Bless their going out and their coming in. And let them be at the right place at the right time with the right information and the right understanding in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. Favor, supernatural favor upon their lives and everything they seek to do, Father, inside of artists and in their personal lives. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker on today. We thank you, O Lord, that you have already empowered them to provide a word from you, that you have already downloaded in their spirits something that we need to hear today. Oh, God, and we bind any hindrances that might want to come against the airwaves. Lord, that they are clear, that there are no interruptions, that we have supernatural favor, oh, God, with the transmissions in Jesus' name. And then we lift up each and every person on this call this morning, that you, too, will guide them, that they have the favor upon the Lord, upon their lives, in their families, in their health, on their jobs, with relationships, in their finances. And we forever give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for clearing the airways for this call to go forth in the name of Jesus. And at this time, I would like to bring to you someone special to this call. She is one of the founders of the Master's Call, and she will come to you with special words at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. Bringing the warmest of kingdom greetings on this favored Friday. Praise God for Minister Willa opening up the heavens this morning. And our hostess with the mostest, Minister Tiffany, we love and appreciate you. You know, we're rounding out this week. We just took the whole week of celebrating the goodness of God and how he has blessed us and how he has kept us for an entire year. And we just thank God for his faithfulness. And you've heard from several of the people who've been an integral part of our success in God. And this morning I'm going to call on two more people just to briefly, a minute or two, to speak from their heart. I'm going to go all the way to Chicago, Illinois, to someone I just love and adore and has just been there with us from the beginning. You hear her on the call regularly. She is one of our faithful and consistent prayer warriors, has spoken to us and taught and blessed our hearts. Minister Candy, I know you're probably rushing, getting ready for work, but if you could just speak and tell the people of God this morning what this call means to you.
Praise God. I am just absolutely honored to do that, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Well, you know, our objective, in this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower the life of the believers, and that is exactly what it has done for me. First of all, before the master's call, I would pray, but my scheduled prayer wasn't consistent. I would pray at different times during the day, but the word of the Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these other things would be added unto us. So now with the master's call, first thing in the morning, my thought is with Christ, and my prayer life has increased at a scheduled time consistently. So that has been a blessing for me, and that is one of the things that I truly, truly wanted in joining as an intercessor. And when I was in corporate America, when they saw someone who was promotable, they would put them in a position, and they would what they call stretch. So this stretched me because prior I wasn't as comfortable in public prayer, just opening or just praying for someone in public. I had my private prayer partners, and I'd certainly pray, you know, to myself all of the time and in my own prayer closet. But this allowed me to be stretched so that I'm comfortable and confident in public prayer now. And I also have more prayer partners, Willa, Robin, Kathy, Tiffany, Pastor Vanessa, Amber. We are a prayer group, and that has given me even more people in which I can go to and say, I need your prayers. I need prayer in this. I need you to pray with me on this matter or that matter, and that has just been an absolute blessing. And lastly, but certainly not least, it is a vehicle for me and all of us who are prayer intercessors to be a blessing to others as intercessors for their needs. So, yes, this has blessed me, blessed me, blessed me. And I have, as Pastor Vanessa said, been with this call since almost the very beginning. I think I joined 3 weeks after it started, and it has just been a blessing. And so I honor God, and I bless you, Pastor Vanessa, and all of my intercessor partners. And for those of you, again, who are thinking about it, becoming a part of this, being an intercessor, I encourage you to do it. Step out. Step out on faith. Step out on what you believe God would have you to do to be a part of this ministry. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, and you truly are a pillar and a backbone of this call. Well, I tell you, this week would not be complete if we didn't hear from one voice who has always enriched our lives, blessed our hearts, is a preaching machine, and he has a tremendously hectic schedule, but I tell you, I love and adore him. He truly has been with us, one of the ones who, before we started the call, said, stepped up and said, I'm here for you. What do you need? And we're going to go all the way out to New Orleans, Metairie, Louisiana. Pastor Chuck, will you briefly speak to the people of God and let them hear your voice and what this anniversary means to you? Good morning.
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Amen. I thank God so much for being able to be a part of this call. Being on this call on a weekly basis has definitely been a blessing to me to hear and to minister. I do want to publicly say how apologetic I am because of my schedule. That I've not been able to be on a regular basis like I normally am able to do so. And then this past Wednesday, misplaced my phone, but I'm here today, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, has extended to me because I don't take it lightly that people want to hear what God has given you. And what God has given me, I believe, is an assignment to connect his people to him, to connect his people in a way of understanding his favor, of understanding his grace and his mercy. And the relationships that I've built over this past year have been nothing less than exciting. Like I said, my mom, Dr. PK, and Dr. Vanessa, and Tiffany, and Amber, and so many others, Kathy, and so many others who the Lord has connected with me to become my extended family. And I am grateful because this is an intimate It's an intimate call. It's a call of vision. It's a call of purpose. And we all understand that without vision, the people perish. But because the vision came through you all, and you all ran with your vision, I believe people are excited and motivated and inspired. That's the word I'm looking for, inspired to live the life that God wants for them to live. And it's a blessing, again, to be able to wake up early in the morning to hear God's word being spoken from all over this world. Thank you so very much, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa. Hats off to you, Dr. Vanessa, for carrying on what God has given you. And I'm just looking forward to years of quality morning inspirational calls. I love you so much. God bless you. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Truly, you are a son of the ministry to us. We love you. The callers are always blessed and enriched every time you get on this line. Thank you for taking out time this Friday morning. And I think we're ready to hear the word. It's Friday. It's fabulous Friday. And Minister Robin, we want you to take your time. This is Friday where we always take prayer requests and praise reports at the end of the call. So those of you who definitely want to give a shout-out and a testimony of a test that has been victorious in your life, we look forward to hearing from you and definitely to take the praise reports at the end of the call. Our speaker is no stranger to the call, has stepped up to the plate these last couple of months. She's a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, and as she always says, a proud auntie of two boys, a four-year-old and a three-month-old. And most importantly, she's a servant of the Most High God who loves to pray, to teach, and to share the love of God with others. She's been an independent contractor, a Christian counselor, a Bible teacher and elder, a team leader, and a member of the Healthy Living Ministry, which teaches others how to improve their health by natural means, along with the Word of God. She ministers regularly to the elderly in a nursing home and ministers monthly also in a shelter. Minister Robin is a member of Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey and serves faithfully as our prayer warrior on this master's call and has graciously accepted the baton and after this year to become our new prayer general for the year because, see, we're all about team. There's no I in the letter team. I love you. I esteem the God in you. Minister Robin, minister to us. Well, thus saith the word of the Lord. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Just a little louder, dear.
Okay, good morning. How is that? Is that better?
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, family. Good morning, and God bless you all. I just have a brief word that the Lord has put in my spirit. And as I say to each one of you, he always starts with me, and I just want to share it with you in the love of Jesus. And what God has said is, don't faint while going through. Don't faint while going through. Sometimes you may be asking yourself, why am I going through this? What's going on? I don't know if I can deal with it. What should I do? And one of the scriptures that the Lord has given me is in Galatians 6:9. And what I like for you guys to do is to study that in your spare time. And what it reads is, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. When I study the word, I like to always make sure I include my name in there. And the New Living Translation of that same scripture says, so let's not get tired, Robin, of doing what is good. At just the right time, Robin, you will reap a harvest of blessings if you don't give up, Robin. Some of the synonyms that you can ask yourself and you can study on the word faint is beaten. Ask yourself, are you tired? Are you burned out? Are you drained? Are you exhausted? Are you fatigued? Maybe you just feel pooped, limped, washed out, tuckered. Are you wearied? Are you worn out? Are you wiped out? You may even feel like you're spent or maybe frazzled. But you know what? We don't have to be moved by those feelings because we know that as we put Jesus first, he is not going to give us more than we can bear. And the good news is that when we pray to him, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And as we go through, we are not going to faint. Glory to God. And we know that God has said in his word, I'm not going to give you more than you can bear. We know that he's not a man, and he didn't lie. He's the Son of God, and his word doesn't change. So we stand on his word, and we know that no matter what the trials are, no matter what they look like, you are not going to faint. You are going through. And the first thing you can think about is God's grace. It is sufficient for you. In 2 Corinthians, verse 12 through 9, and it was one of my mother's favorite scriptures, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will boast in the infirmities that the power of Christ is resting upon me. So even in those weaknesses, we are made strong in him because his grace is sufficient for us. His grace enables us. His grace is manifested in us. It empowers us because when we are weak, he is strong. We put him first. We have his love in us. We have the word of God in us, and it is sufficient for you, the grace of God. It will get you through everything that you're going through because it makes you strong in our weaknesses. Glory to God. And I know sometimes it seems like there's no way out of whatever that situation is, whatever that circumstance is. Family, know that God is on your side. God gave you a word. He promised you a word. You believe that word. Stick to that word no matter what it looks like. You're coming out on the other side. You're going through. So don't faint. You are going through. Number two, God's peace will guard your heart and your mind. And when you think about that, in Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer, through supplication, with your petitions, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Go to the Lord. Tell him what the situation is. Remember, you speak to it. Remember, we're speaking to that mountain about our God. You're giving that mountain the word, and you're saying, I put you on notice right now. My God shall supply all of my needs. My God can cause me to do everything. There is nothing that is impossible for my God. So know that with his grace, everything is sufficient for you. Know that with his peace, your heart is guarded. Know that you don't have to be anxious for everything, but you went before him, you prayed, and now you have thanksgiving in your heart. You made that request known to him. You're going through. You're not going to faint. You are going through because he is the one that is holding you up. The word of God is strong. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is mighty. And there is nothing as you go through that tunnel, as you go through this situation, as you go through that circumstance, you will not faint because you are going through. So when you meditate on that and you stand on the word of God, you know that you are victorious because his power, the anointing of God, it sustains you in every situation, in every difficulty that you are going through. Verse 7 in Philippians 4 says, you have the peace of God. It surpasses all understanding. It guards your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Verse 8 says, meditate on those things. Think of things that are true, things that are noble, and whatever those things are that are just. So So as you go through, you're not going to faint because you're thinking of good things. You're thinking of the good report. You're not moved by what it says. And you know all of these things that have virtue, they're praiseworthy unto God. Meditate on those things. Because last and not least, you have on the armor of God, and you can and you will succeed. And if you look in Ephesians chapter 6, and if we start with verse 10, he says, finally, be strong, brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power is of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you'll be able to stand against any of the wiles of the enemy, any of the strategies that he's trying to bring, any of his schemes, any of anything that he is bringing against you, it can't stand. Remember, you have God's grace. So you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we know that there are powers of the enemy, his thoughts, attacks, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. By you having on the armor, you know that you have God, who is with you. God is standing with you. He said, take up the armor. You can withstand in that evil day. There is nothing that can hurt you. You're girded with, your waist is girded with truth. You have on the breastplate of righteousness. You, that means you have right standing with God. Your feet, they're shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Jehovah Shalom is with you. You're going through. You're not going to faint. Glory to God. You took on the shield of faith because you know without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you know that you can quench every single fiery dart that that wicked one tries to bring to you. You're going to move to the left. You're going to move to the right. And those darts are not going to even touch you. Glory to God. Because you have on the armor of God. And you have on the helmet of salvation. He's our God. We believe in him. He's our King. And we know that we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. His love letter. It pierces. It pierces darkness. It pierces those circumstances. It pierces the enemy. And because you've prayed and with all supplication, you have made your petition known to the Lord. You shall persevere. You shall prevail. You are victorious. You will not faint. You are going through because of what our God has done for us. We are victorious, and we know that there's nothing that is too difficult for him. So don't grow weary in well-doing, because at the proper time, as the Lord has said, we will reap the blessing. We will reap the harvest, because we will not give up in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, women of God, for that blessing, that blessed message. Don't faint while going through. So keep on pressing, keep on prevailing, keep on persevering till you reach that victory. So don't get tired. Just know that God is with you, and he is going to take you through. Thank you. Thank you so much, women of God, for that message on this supernatural favorite Friday. And at this time, I would like to ask Minister Kathy if she would come to the line and go ahead and close us out in a word of prayer. Minister Kathy, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Thank you, Minister Robin, for that awesome word. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this opportunity to come before you. We thank you, O God, because you're such an awesome God and there's nobody else like you. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's with us. And in the midst of our situation, you're always present. We give you praise and honor and glory today. Thank you, Lord God, that you're Jehovah Rapha and you are our healer, and there's nobody else like you. We hold up the Lord family before you now. We thank you for healing mother and dad, Lord God. We thank you for Eddie's parents. Bless them, Lord God. Heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Be Jehovah Rapha in their lives, and we do give you praise. We thank you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Tiskanu. You are our God of righteousness. You are the one, oh God, that saved us, oh God, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for that today. We bless you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God who provides for us, oh God, and we're holding up Angela before you now, God. Provide for her, God, everything that she has need of this day. Provide, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Nisi. We bless you that you are our banner, and you are the one who fights for us in the midst of the courtroom, God, and we thank you, oh God, that you are in the midst of situations and circumstances that are in need of your help today. We bless you, oh God, for Joni, and we hold her up before you. Meet every need that she has, oh God, in every situation that is before her now. We thank you, oh God, for doing what only you can do. God, we bless you, Lord, for this time of prayer, and we ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless the master's call. Bless the minister, Robin, today, as she's given out of her heart to you. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're doing in our lives. We do give you glory, and we give you praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for closing us out in prayer. And to you, Minister Willa, we thank you for greeting each one of us and also for opening us up in prayer. And to you, woman of God, Elder Robin Wilson, thank you so much for that on-time word. To Dr. Vanessa and Pastor Chuck and Minister Candy, thank you so much for your words of exhortation today. And we bless God for each of you, the Master Morning Call listeners. We thank God for your faithfulness. We thank you that you have dialed in today. And we say to you, as we always do, that you will accept, obey, and submit to the call of God to be that great minister in the marketplace. I hope each one of you will have a super fantastic weekend with favor on top, and that you will walk into the blessings that God has for you. Those of you who will be staying on the line, I invite you to stay on the line because we will be taking praise reports and prayer requests. This is our Friday that we do that. So we're going to go ahead and move forward into the next session of our call. Those of you who will be leaving us, we love you and God bless you, and we'll hear you on the call on next week, God willing.
Minister Tiffany, I would like to ask one more person before we get started. Has been so faithful and so consistent and just a blessing. Met him when we first had, I think, our first artist convention in Houston, Texas, and he hails from Ohio and has just been so consistent. Once he hopped on the master's call, I hear him shout out every morning, or I see him come on the board, and briefly, because he's a preacher, man of God, statesman, Mr. Bibbs from Ohio, will you please come and let the people know briefly what this call has meant to you. Honored to have you, sir.
Thank you so kindly. I'm Brother Charles E. Bibbs Sr. from Cleveland, Ohio. And this call is really inspiring to me, and I carry it over to the people around me. And in the process now, getting me a flyer with the numbering thing on it and have them put all of the numbers so that we can get this message out. We need this during this time in America at this point. Things are rough. They're going to the streets and all this thing. Prayer is where we have to turn to.
Amen. Well, thank you. But I, you know, for those of you all who don't know him, he is a firecracker and just has been a blessing to the entire artist family, always full of words of encouragement. A father spirit just exudes out of him. So, Mr. Charles Bibbs Sr., I am honored to have you as part of our Master's Call family, and thank you for taking time to be on our call every morning and spreading the word to others. And we continue to see great things come out of that Cleveland area for Artists International. All right, I turn the call back over to you, ladies. Minister Kathy and Minister Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Amen, amen. So if you would like to give a praise report right now, if you would just go ahead and press *6 on your line, that will allow you to go into the queue, and we will call out your number. So make sure you're listening. When we call out your number, you can go ahead and speak at that time. Thank you, Pastor Bibbs for that that word, and we look forward to hearing a message from you in this second year of the Master's Call. God bless you. Minister Kathy, are we ready to rock and roll this morning?
Yes, we are ready. We have 973517 out of New Jersey, I believe. You're up now.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay? I'm fiddling with this phone. Okay. Can you hear me?
We can.
Loud and clear.
Okay, I'm going to start out right this morning, ladies. This is Benita.
Okay.
From New Jersey, and I have a praise report. I'm going to go back in queue because I do have a very I like to put some folks in prayer, but I have a praise report. My imaging center, woo-hoo, got my mail yesterday. Normal negative. Your mammogram shows no suspicious findings. No significant change compared to prior exam. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. That's all I have.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. We know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. So we praise God with you for that great praise report. God bless you, and we will come back to you for the prayer request. Stay encouraged, my sister.
The next person we have in the queue is Sister Regina, 773-259.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
We can.
All right. You know, on Wednesday, my phone decided it wanted to do its own thing. And Wednesday was the day that by the time the call was over, my phone decided it wanted to work. And so I listened to the playback, and I heard Dr. Vanessa call my name. And I'm like, I'm here. I realized it was a recording. And so I thought about, and she was asking me to give words of acknowledgement about this call. And I was trying to think about what to say. And I just wanted to say this call has truly blessed my soul at a time when I really needed to be closer to the Lord. And I wasn't where I needed to be. You know, and so it has thrusted me into a level with God that I can't even explain what's going on. And from the time that I first heard about it until now, I've been on, like, every single call, except for that Wednesday. And it has just truly, truly been such a blessing. And in thinking about what I would have said, it's all wrapped up in this one little verse of this song that says, "Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, TNC unto me." And so that song has just been resonating in my spirit, and it is all that TMC has done, not just for me, but to everybody who gets on this call. It is so great, is thy faithfulness of every one of you that just comes and just gives your time and from coast to coast and different time zones, and it's just been a blessing. So Dr. Vanessa, Pastor PK, I love you all. I thank you all. I appreciate you, as do the whole family. And I speak also for my team that you guys pray for all the time. I just love you.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
You have just taken us up to another
level.
Because that is one of my favorite songs. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you,
oh, God, my Father. So thank you for your consistency on this call as you have blessed
Amen.
Us this day, as we have blessed you. So we praise God for you. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. I can run around Inglewood and shout right about now. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, the next person in the queue, please.
All right, well, we are going to move to prayer requests. We don't have anybody else in the queue at the moment.
Hallelujah. Okay.
So we'll go ahead and move to prayer requests. We have 973517. Sister Benita, can you come back to the line and give us your prayer request?
Wait, is that me again?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the supermarket, but that's okay. Very disturbing. This is Benita from New Jersey. Could you please keep this family in prayer? They're out of Georgia. Young lady named Godfather Beverly, and she was.
Beverly Garrett.
Yes. Yes. Jesus, can we just keep our young folks in prayer?
Okay, and I'll go ahead and help you with that because we never know how we're connected.
Yeah, my Spelman sister.
Yeah, she's a Spelman College student. She's 20 years old. She committed suicide this week. So if you go on to the Spelman website, you'll see her picture there and information about the services and everything on the Spelman College website. But we want to keep her family lifted up in prayer. We want to keep all of our children lifted up in prayer because the devil is busy, and if he could get into their mind, he will try to take you out. So we're going to just stand in agreement and pray for the Garrett family, G-A-R-R-E-T, as a whole, and know that God will comfort and strengthen them in this time for the Spelman College campus. We're going to keep them lifted up, those girls out there as well, that demonic spirit that is hovering over the city or in the college will cease in the name of Jesus. So we have your back on that one. We have already been praying for that as far as we started on Tuesday when we were first given that information. But know that God is able, and we have you, my sister. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And do we have another prayer request at this time?
Yes, we do. We have, we'll go back to Sister Regina. Can you go ahead and give us your prayer request? Did you have any prayer requests, Sister Regina?
Miss Regina,
okay.
Are you there? Okay, let's go ahead and move forward. Maybe she'll come back.
Okay, no problem. We're going to go all the way out to, looks like Washington, 253-678, 253-678.
Good morning.
All right.
Okay.
I guess we'll come back to her
okay.
as well. Let's go to 502-594. 502-594, can you go ahead and give us your prayer request?
Yes. How are you all? This is Denise in Louisville.
Hi, Denise. We're fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, we
okay.
can. Go right ahead.
God has called me into the music ministry. I've been doing it for a while at my church, but now he's branching me off to work on my own, what he's given me to do. And my prayer is that God lines me up with the right individuals who have the same mind frame that I do, because I want to see God's kingdom music come forth. It's too much of the worldly music being mixed in with God's word, and it has to stop. It has to be a difference between what God gives us to do and what the world does, and I want that to come through what he has given me to do. So y'all just continue to keep me in your prayers that I'll be led by him.
Amen, amen. We will do that, and we know that God is able. Okay, thank you for your request, and we will stand in agreement over that. The next person at this time.
Amen. We're going all the way out to Texas, 281-728. 281-728, you're up.
Hi, my name is Shirley. Good morning.
Hi, Shirley. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to ask prayer for my mom, who's going to take a test today for, I guess, sleep disorder. She's having trouble sleeping, so they're administering these things on her head and monitoring her sleep pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pray for peace and her rest, her sleep during the night. And also I wanted to ask prayer for my daughter, who's 28, who is battling diabetes, and if you would, I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Shirley, can I ask your mother's and your daughter's name, please?
Oh, my mother's name is Alma, A-L-M-A, Medley, M-E-D-L-E-Y, and my daughter is Erica James.
E-R-I-C-A?
E-R-I-C-A.
Okay. Erica James. And just out of curiosity, Is Erica taking artist LaVive?
Erica has artist LaVive, and she's taking insulin, and she's 28. So we're really hoping, we're really praying that she can get free of the insulin first, and get free of that disease.
Amen, amen, and we will stand in agreement with you for your mom, Alma, and also for your daughter, Erica. Tell her to continue to take that LaVive, and I say to each person who's listening to me under the sound of my voice right now, when you get those products, if they're being shipped to you, if you're picking them up from the distribution center, pray over them before you bless someone with them. Even though they've purchased it, pray over them, because I tell people that these products are blessings in the bottle. We have no way and no idea of how the Lord is going to open their lives up to be blessed by the products that we have in those bottles. So pray over those bottles when you give people and allow their lives to be changed and to be blessed. So, yes, we have you, and we will stand in agreement with you, and we'll go ahead and move on to the next caller.
Thank you. All right. The next caller that we have is 713-598. Again, it's 713-598. You're up now. You can speak.
Good morning. This is Angela Richardson. I just wanted to thank, from Houston, Texas, just wanted to thank everyone that's been out there praying for me. And I'm asking for prayer requests. I go to court on my daughter and I go to court on the 16th of November. And I'm just praying that this case will be dismissed, because I think we was just, it's a lot to it, but it was a very unjust arrest. And it was, the way it was done, it was just really kind of crazy, because I had my grandson here with me, and he had a chance to see this here. And he's just 6 years old. But I know God has, because he's very intelligent. And I'm just asking everyone to just pray that this case be dismissed, because my daughter and I hadn't been involved with the law in almost 30 years. So this was really crazy, because we leased the building and didn't realize what was going on in it at the time. But I'm just asking for prayer for my family and my daughter. And I've sent an email about pretty much telling what it was going on. And just ask that you keep me lifted in prayer on that and just the whole situation. And thank all you all, because your prayers are awesome. Very awesome.
Okay.
Thank
you. Angela, what's your daughter's name?
Jacqueline Hendry.
Jacqueline Hendry. Okay.
We both have license. I'm a realtor. She's a RN, and that's our work. And so
right.
This has to be dismissed in order for us to continue to do what we do for a living.
Okay, and we know we're just going to trust God and have faith in God and allow His will to be done over that situation. So yes, we will stand in agreement with you. Do we have any more prayer requests at this time?
Yes, we have three more in the queue.
Okay.
Going back out to Washington, let's see, 253, I'm going to unmute you, 253-678. The number again is 253-678. Wait just a moment. Give me just a second. I'm going to, okay, you're on, okay. You are unmuted at this moment. Go right ahead.
Okay. I apologize. I forget I already have the call on mute. That's confusing me. I hate it every time. But I praise God. This is Ronnie in Tacoma, Washington, and I praise God for the call, the message. And I thank God for His word being true. He says faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Every time I hear the word of God, it builds more faith. You can read the word, but there's something about when someone else is ministering the word. So I give all praises to God for this call. Continue to let the Lord use each and every one of you in your prayers and in your messages that you bring and the songs that you sing. I give God praise. And my prayer request also is for children. I work at a school. It's very difficult to see how children are being treated, and some are being treated differently from others. And my prayers for that. Bryant Elementary School. When I leave there, I volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club, which is also some of the same students. And the love that they show me when I get to the Boys and Girls Club, and it's like I'm invisible at the school. I know it's a spirit and it's warfare. Now my prayer is that we can get a breakthrough for their lives, because they're there at disproportionate numbers at the Boys and Girls Club, but they're spaced out in the school. And so my prayer is that they can get the education that God has for them, and that they can get some love. It's amazing how much the love that lacks. And so my prayer is for the love. And I also want to continue to lift up Paul. He texted me again this morning, so we're going to believe the Lord for his breakthrough. The call is on, so we're going to believe God that he gets what God has for him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we will continue to stand in agreement for Paul's salvation, and we will continue to pray for all the children. Thank you, Ronnie, for your faithfulness. And the next caller, please.
All right, we are going to Sister Regina again, 773-259. 773-259, Sister Regina, you're back up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, I accidentally hit the mute button before. I wanted to ask prayer for the Thomas family. Sean Thomas, who's one of our young ministers at our church, 33 years old, died of a heart attack. And it was so unexpected. He was just overweight. And I know I had tried to talk to him about the artist products, and he tried the men's shirt on and the full body and loved it and wanted to join and was just trying to come up with the money. Wanted to make a difference for himself, but for his family, for his future. And it's just so hurtful that this has happened, and it's devastated not just his family but for our church, because we had just started a new youth church, and he was one of the ministers. And so it's just been hard for us. But pray for the Thomas family. Continue to pray for my team. It's a blessing that Nigeria is going to be finally receiving, I think it's Lviv and Multi Plus, I think Clan Allo, starting in November. So that's going to be an awesome blessing for many of us that have teams that are in Nigeria and other places in Africa. And then I'm raising funds to go to Israel. Excuse me, and that trip is in February for 2 weeks. And I think November the 11th is our first deposit of $300, and the trip is $2,999. And so just praying that the Lord will just open up and be a blessing. I've been passing out my letters, and so I'm just looking for the funds to start coming in for this trip. I'm excited. I've never been to Israel, and it's going to be an awesome blessing. And if anyone wants to go, that trip is open for anybody. Open for anyone. So this is like the least expensive trip ever for Israel. And so just keep that all up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. We will stand in agreement for your request. God bless you, my sister. Can we go ahead and move forward to the next caller?
Okay, the next call, we're going out to Houston, Texas. Ma Preston, you're up. Bless you.
And good morning out there to my artist family, too. Dr. Vanessa, who we need to keep covered in prayer at all times, and this master call to all the prayer warriors and prayer generals out here, out there, to you out there on the call, thank y'all for keeping us covered in prayer. Keeping the elite ladies, I want your warfare. We know how it is, warfare out there against us, but let me tell you, thank God for prayer. We know prayer changes things. Much prayer, much power. We say this is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's getting cool here, so tonight we'll be out with some blankets on the screen so we can give them some blankets so they can cover up, because the weather changing. It is changing fast here. So we want y'all to know that we love you guys. Angela, you're going to be okay. God got you. And so y'all keep her and her daughter, like she said, lifted up in prayer. And to all of y'all out there, God loves you, but we love you too. So God bless y'all. Y'all go out, have a good weekend. Artists is off the chain. Y'all, everybody, I know y'all listening at it. I know y'all heard the call the other night, so we moving to another level now. Thank God for y'all, and back to you, honey.
Amen, amen. Thank you. The Queen has spoken, so we receive that in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you will have an abundance of blankets to bless those people in the street so that everyone will have some type of warmth over them as God is over them as well. God bless you, Marie, for your faithfulness, and we love you as well. Minister Kathy, are we completed, or do we have anyone else in the queue at this time?
We are completed. Sister Tiffany, we can go ahead and pray and close out.
Amen, amen. So we thank God for each of you who have spoken a prayer request and a praise report at this time. And for those unspoken prayer requests and praise report, we know that God knows your heart and he knows your desires. So let us go ahead and go to the throne of grace at this time. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for your unmerited favor. We thank you for your tender, loving kindness, and we thank you for your love, which is unconditional. We thank you that you are our shepherd, our creator. We thank you that you are the Alpha, that you are the Omega, that you are our beginning and you are our end. It is in you who we trust, O God, and we come right now, Father God, on behalf of the Master's Call, Father, on behalf of those who have rendered out a prayer request this morning, a request, Father God, from their hearts up to you, Father. We come right now lifting up Benita, Father God, thanking you for her faithfulness, Father God, and give her comfort and strength right now, Father God, as she is in the grocery store, Father God. I ask that you would just comfort her right now, and we lift up Beverly Garrett's family, Father God, the Garrett family as a whole, Father God. Comfort that family right now in the name of Jesus. Give them strength, Father God, for they, Father God, cannot lean to their understanding in what happened as this suicidal event has taken place. But God, we know that you are able, Father God. So I ask that you would just go with that family right now in the name of Jesus, that you would be with those young ladies on the Spelman College campus, Father God, and that they would see you, Father God, in this situation, Father God. I pray that you would just comfort and strengthen them, Father God. Get peace on the campus right now in the name of Jesus. Bring about harmony, Father God, on the campus right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that the weapons, Father God, that form, Father God, that they will not prosper in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it and declare it to be so in the name of Jesus, Father God. I come right now lifting up Denise, Father God, as you have called for her to go into the music ministry, Father God. I pray that you would line up those individuals who need to be in the ministry with her, Father God, that they will be able to build your kingdom, Father God, here on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. And we just thank you and we decree and declare it to be so in the name of Jesus, Father God. And for Father God, Miss Alma, Father God, as she goes to take the test, oh Lord, I pray that you would go before her and that they would find out what is not allowing her to sleep. But I pray, Lord, that you would give her peace in her sleep, oh God. I pray that the test will come out with whatever she needs that will help her. I pray, Father God, that she would also be told what can help her in this situation naturally, Father God. I pray that you would lead those, Father God, who need to be led to her, Father God, that all will be well. And for Erica James this morning, oh God, I pray, Father God, that diabetes, Father God, is only a word. It's only a situation, but you are the healer, Father God. So I pray that you would allow that to cease in the name of Jesus, that the insulin will go away in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the Lviv will do a great thing in her body, Father God, and for her soul, Father God, and for her nourishment, oh God. So I pray that you would allow her body to be healed in the name of Jesus, Father God, for Angela Richardson and her daughter Jacqueline Hendry, oh God. Father God, you are the judge. You are the lawyer in the courtroom. So, oh God, as they are going through this situation with court, Father God, I ask right now that you would go before them right now to the courtroom, November 16th, Father God. But I say go now, oh God, that this case will be dismissed in the name of Jesus, that it would not hinder their employment, their jobs, oh God. I pray, Father God, that this test they shall pass in your name, oh God. So give them peace, Father God. And as Minister Robin said, you know, let them go through this, Father God, having faith in you, oh God, that they would not get weary and that they will not faint, oh God. And for all the children at Bryant Elementary School, Lord, let your unconditional love fall upon them, Father God. I pray that as you have allow Ronnie to be a teacher in their presence, Father God, I pray that her love will be so great, Father God, that she will be able to show your unconditional love to each one of those children, Father God, and that you would send others, Father God, who know you, that will be able to open their arms and spread their arms around those children, Father God, so that they would know love, Father God. I pray for the Boys and Girls Clubs all over the world, Father God, that as you are our life, Father God, that we would be the light for those children in dark places, Father God, and that breakthrough will come into each and every household, each and every classroom, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the children all over the world, Father God. We cover them with your blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over their spirits, over their souls right now in the classroom, on the playground, Father God, outside in the streets, wherever they may go. Keep our children protected, Father God. Allow your angels to have charge over them and be with them as they go through the day. We rebuke anything that would come against them in the name of Jesus, Father God. And for Paul's salvation, Father God, we thank him. Thank you for him, Father God. We thank you for his life, Father God. We thank you that he has connected to the Master's call. And we know, Father God, that salvation for him is here, Father God. We pray that his life will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced daily, Father God, as he seeks to find out what is your will for his life. I pray that you would show it to him, Father God, and that he would hear from you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Regina, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that as she has said, I am going to Israel, that every penny that she needs, Father God, will be given to her, Father God, not in February, Father God, but I claim that she will have it before December is over with, in the name of Jesus. For Artists International as a whole, in Nigeria, in Africa, in the United States of America, Father God, we are ready to walk into Vision 2012 right now, Father God. Allow us to get our houses in order. Allow us to get our cars in order. Allow us to get our hearts in order, Father God, for those Artists International distributors, past, present, and future, Father God. Do continue to do great things in our lives, Father God, as we line up Artists International with your will and your vision, not what we want to do, Lord, because it has been spoken, and we will walk into what the Diaz de Leon family thus says to us, not what anybody else says, but what Papa says, Father God. So have mercy on us, oh God. Let us do things the right way. Let us move ourselves out the way. Bless the elite ladies of expression as they go through the night, Father God, giving warmth to those who are out in the cold, oh God. Give them an abundance of blankets, Father God, that they will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that they could ask or think, oh God. Continue to bless Marie and Papa Preston right now in the name of Jesus. And for every caller on this call, oh God, I pray that you would continue to do great things in our lives, Father God. I pray that we will walk into expectation and anticipation that comes from you, Father God. I pray that we will remove ourselves from what the world says that we need to do, but that we would just trust and depend on you, oh God. I bless your holy name. I magnify you and I lift you up because great is your faithfulness. Oh Lord, oh Lord, our Father, whoo, glory to God. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise your name and we magnify you. We bow down. Help us to be humble. Help us to seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness and know that everything else will be added unto you. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we decree and declare this in your name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. To Dr. Vanessa, God bless you. We love you. To each of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, we love you. To our the prayer intercessors on this line, Minister Kathy, my tag team buddy, I love each one of you. We love you here on the Master's Call, and we pray that you will have a super fantastic weekend. God bless each one of you. We love you, and we'll hear you on the call on next week. Goodbye for now. Goodbye.